Investors, some of whom were off for the Columbus Day holiday, apparently decided yesterday was a good time to buy stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which gained more than 500 points last week, ended the session up 378 points, or 4.8%. The S&P 500 rose 4.7%. But whether this latest stock market rally marks a turning point is a tougher question to answer, NPR's Jack Speer reports.
To find a four-day period where the Standard & Poor's 500 has posted such impressive gains, you'd have to go all the way back to 1974. During the past four sessions alone, the S&P is up 13.5%. Alan Skranka is chief market strategist with Edward Jones in St. Louis. He says some better-than-expected third-quarter earnings numbers from major companies like General Motors and several of the big banks helped to push stocks higher yesterday.
The consumer is what's propping up the economy. Business spending is still very weak. There's overcapacity in many areas, which has hurt manufacturing. But by and large, the consumer continues to spend. 94% of all Americans who want jobs are working and are spending money.
One theory held by at least some analysts is that the stock market had already priced in so much bad news that any bit of positive news was enough to send stocks soaring. But all of this doesn't answer the question of whether the market rally has staying power. Michael Farr is a money manager with Farr Miller in Washington.
All the talk from all of the people on Wall Street won't change people's opinion as long as those monthly account balances are declining. So if we can see a couple of months here where those numbers start to go up, then we could see, I think, the average investors start to feel better and come back into this market.
He says at that point, the market downturn will be officially over. But he says until then, determining whether the bear market is actually over is a tricky proposition.
When this market started to decline from the high of March in 2000, the big first decline came on April 13th in 2000, and nobody believed it. Why did it come then at the end of that huge surge in the market and NASDAQ 5100? Why then? Don't know. Nobody can explain it now other than these markets go on for a long time and then they change. And the first reaction from investors is disbelief.
Still, for investors, the rally was welcome news. The NASDAQ was up even more in percentage terms, gaining 5%. The four-day rally so far has added more than $1 trillion in value to U.S. stocks. It marks the first time since August that both the Dow and the S&P have risen for four consecutive sessions. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.